Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time in 2 months, the Sumner Tunnel is open to drivers. The link from East Boston to downtown reopened around 1:30 this morning. But the big reconstruction project isn't over yet. For more, we're joined now by State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being here. How's it going so far this morning?
It's going great. I mean, we're always happy when we can be talking about opening up a major project on time. And this was a project that had a lot of engineering and planning that goes back a number of years now. And it really made it possible for us to get into this tunnel and have a great plan that unfolded exactly as we anticipated. So things went about as smooth as could be expected over the last couple of months. Our contractor vacated the tunnel just before midnight last night. We brought in a paint crew just to freshen up the pavement markings and open it up right away around 1:30. It was great. So things really went about as smooth as we could have hoped for.
Drivers going through the tunnel today may just be grateful to not be dealing with detours. But what do you hope they notice has improved because of the reconstruction project?
Well, I think they're going to notice the changes. They're pretty obvious. The first is it is now a well-lit tunnel. There's 500 new energy-efficient LED fixtures that we installed. It's going to also feel more open. We installed 700 new precast ceiling arches. And as part of that, we also redesigned the ventilation system. So a large portion of that tunnel no longer has the suspended ceiling that we used to have. The ventilate that used to provide a part of the ventilation by having that enclosed as a plenum. We've now removed that. And for a large part of the tunnel, you're going to see those exposed arches and they feel much more open. So it's going to be a noticeable change for anybody that's going into that tunnel.
People living in East Boston, Revere, and Chelsea face some of the biggest delays during the closure. What kind of feedback did you get from them?
Generally positive. You know, I really do want to thank the residents and the regular commuters that come through the tunnel. They across the board changed their schedules, they sought alternate routes, and they took advantage of the various free public transit services that we provided during construction. It definitely paid off. It was noticeable. When we track traffic data on a daily basis, and things worked really, really well. People took advantage of those alternate modes, and it made it as smooth as it could possibly be. It's not that it wasn't difficult. It was. But it was manageable, and that was a key thing for us. So all in all, that worked out really well. There's still more work to come. I want to stress that. We have a number of weekend closures, about 8 of them scheduled for this calendar year. And then right now we're reassessing all of the information that we gathered about the tunnel floor, which is the work that we're doing next year. And we're going to be looking at that data, and we're going to be formulating our approach next year to make sure that we are taking advantage of every opportunity to reduce impacts. So that's how we're going to be spending the next couple of months, and we'll have more information on next year's plans pretty soon.
So it doesn't sound like you know yet how you might do things differently next year.
Not yet. There's still a lot of work to go through to determine that. I think for now, people can expect that we're going to have a closure next year during that same time frame, and we'll have more details on that in the coming months.
State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.